The very first one is the perception of impermanence. And when the Buddha says, and what, Ananda, is the perception of impermanence? Here, having gone to the forest, to the foot of a tree, or to an empty hut, a bhikkhu reflects thus. And of course, that's the standard preamble to meditation instruction, going off to some quiet place to meditate. Bhikkhu reflects thus, form is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, volitional activities are impermanent, consciousness is impermanent. Thus he dwells contemplating impermanence in these five aggregates subject to clinging. This is called the perception of impermanence. So it's just as a, on a certain level, it's pretty generic, just contemplating the five aggregates, the constituents of being, and just being able to recollect, remember, remind oneself these are impermanent or they are inconstant, uncertain, unsure, whichever way one wants to translate anicca sanya. So that use of lifting up perception to remind oneself of one's experience being fundamentally unsure, uncertain, and to keep lifting that up, because oftentimes the mind gets tired of that, or it wants to and sort of I don't want to bother with impermanence. I just want things to be nice. But there's a certain lack of willingness to attend to things clearly. And similarly, the use of thought is when these are conjoined and not disjoined, then the way that we can be bringing up that perception is, of course, through the thought process. When the Buddha delineates what are the factors of, say, first jhana, the first stage of the mind being very steady and stable. There's vitakka, vijara, piti, sukha, ekakata. So vitakka being depends on the translation, initial thought or sustained thought, and vichara being, vitakka being initial thought or directed thought, and vichara being sustained thought, or evaluation. Those are good translations of those. But it's the using the thought process, so that you, that's how we, and the way that Ajahn Chah described it was always you're using thought to lift an object up into the mind. So in terms of a perception, you lift up the thought in the mind, body is impermanent. Lifting up the feeling is impermanent. And then that seeding the mind with that perception or that thought. Then it's whether there's that sustained thought or evaluation where one's starting to hold one's attention around that. And then of course that can sustain itself for a shorter or a longer period of time, and then you have to, and the mind starts to wander, or it becomes dull, so then you lift it up in the mind again. It's that use of thought and perception working together. So those are very fundamental ways that we're using this process of perception to help the mind to become more settled and clear. It's also a certain retraining of perception and of the mind itself. In that way, there's just always these habits of mind that we go down the same old track that we're used to, and then we forget that there's anything other than that, and so whether it's a focus on some kind of distraction or some kind of self-perception or some perception of duty that one has all the time, so that one keeps engaging in that, then just learning how to give options to the mind. So that's a different perception. So that you're using that perception process to retrain, redirect our attention.